Hi guys, what's up? Sabri Raghavan over here. Great to be back. If you're coming here for the first time, then thank you so much for coming here. And if you're someone who's been here before the past three episodes, then great. I mean, it's great to have you back as well. I'm really sorry about not having an episode come out yesterday because I was really caught up in a lot of stuff. And as much as I tried to shift this into my schedule, I couldn't. And I'm really, really sorry for that. I feel disgusted with myself because I did tell that I'd be putting out episodes daily. But then, sadly, I couldn't do it yesterday. Anyways, I hope I'll be able to continue this streak. And so as I said, I'm reading Gary Keller's book about the one thing. And today's episode is about willpower. And about, this is also one of the lies that Gary Keller talks about. And he says that about how willpower on will call is a lie. Right? Most of us think that when there's a... This is something that has been told to us since a very long time. We think when there's a will, where there's a will, there is a way. Right? So if you have the willpower to do something, then great, you'll find a way. But he, in this book, tells us that that is a lie. Right? And I'm just going to quote a paragraph that I hope will be able to give you a better idea of what he says. He says, and I quote, "Willpower is so important that using it effectively should be a high priority. Unfortunately, since it's not on will call, putting it to its best use requires you to manage it. Just as with the early bird gets the worm and make hay while the sun shines, willpower is a timing issue. When you have your will, you get your way. Although character is an essential element of willpower, the key to harnessing it is when you use it." So what Gary Keller tells us is that willpower is predominantly based on the idea and is predominantly based on the one variable of when you use your willpower. He says willpower is more of a timing thing. Rather than you just having it, it matters when you use it, right? So further on in the book, further on in this chapter specifically, I'm obviously not going to read the whole thing to you because that would be obnoxious of me to do. He goes on to say that your willpower is something like a source of energy, right? And it's renewable. When you take rest, right, when you sleep at night after long days of work, when you wake up in the morning, your willpower, assuming it's a bar, like a, say a battery percentage, it's at 100% when you wake up in the morning. So when you wake up in the morning, if you do the tasks that require the most amount of willpower, right, naturally you'll, and if you do the tasks that matter the most to you at the morning, at the first, when you wake up, as soon as you wake up, when you have the most willpower, even though these tasks may be hard for you, say you weigh 100 kilograms, right, and you are on a fitness, you want to lose weight, so you're on a fitness journey, you're documenting a fitness journey, you wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, your willpower bar is at 100%. So now, instead of say maybe doing things that require lesser willpower, and then just I'll obviously explain this more, maybe say you wake up in the morning at 5 and then you're like you decide to do something else, maybe instead of doing the one thing that matters, the one thing that you should be doing, which is maybe going out for a jog or hitting the gym, these things require your willpower. And therefore, these things should be done early in the morning, the first, as soon as you wake up. So you, assuming you are on a weight loss journey, when you wake up at 5, you want to hit the gym. And this is the best time for you to hit the gym because your willpower is ready for you. Let's say you wake up at 5 and you're not able to do that and you hit the snooze button, you go to sleep, then you go to office or college or wherever. You come back at, say, 8 p.m. in the evening. Now, throughout the entire day, the 100% of willpower that you had, you've used it for a variety of different tasks. You've used it for a meeting, attending a meeting. You've used it for making a project. You've used it for creating content. You've used it for, meeting a friend, going from one place to another, making a sales pitch, coming up with a marketing plan, whatever it is, creating a funnel. What I'm trying to say is you've used your willpower a lot. And so at the end of the day, you're left with like 5% or 10% of willpower in your willpower battery charger, right? So now you know you have to hit the gym because you are on a weight loss journey, but it's 8 p.m. And now, since you've used up all of your willpower, you don't have any left. And so you're like, man, my willpower is never there for me when I need it. No, your willpower is always there. You just need to know when to use it, when you have to do the most important things that matter to you. Right? So this is predominantly the main idea of what Gary Keller wants to say in this chapter. And I found that this was something that also hit me a lot, and this is a practice that I've put into my personal life. So I have, like, you know, adopted the habit of doing the most important things earlier in the morning, when I'm fresher, when my willpower is at 100%. And this has given me fantastic results. I've been reading the book for, like I said, 10 days. And I've been doing the same thing that he says in for like 10 days. After I read the chapter. And I'm telling you, the results are amazing. I'm getting a lot more done. I'm getting the more important things done. Right? The one thing that matters to me. I'm focusing on that early in the morning when my willpower is available. And throughout the day, when lesser tasks come, my willpower is evenly distributed. So at the end of the day, I don't feel like I didn't get anything important done. And I also don't feel like I'm leaving out a lot of extra energy or extra willpower on the table. I feel great at the end of the day. So that's it for this chapter. I guess that's the lesson that we have to take away. You know, you have to understand that willpower is a timing issue. It is not always on will call. You have to know when to use your willpower and what to use it for. Right? So that was all for this episode, I guess. And I'll see you tomorrow. That is the commitment I've made. I'll see you tomorrow. And I hope to, maybe not 5 episodes for each book, right? Because that makes it a lot, I guess. And I don't want to bore you guys by talking about the same book. So maybe this is the last, or maybe tomorrow I'll conclude about this book completely. Because I'm done with it, I'm done reading it. So I'll conclude about this book tomorrow and we'll start with a new. And obviously, so many things to talk about other than just books. I don't want to make this only about books as well, right? So take care, I hope you guys had a great weekend. And stay strong, right? See you tomorrow.